You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Does it look like I'm looking at you or no?
Yeah, fully.
Whoa.
You're so tiny for me that like I'm not exaggerating. You're this big for me.
It's probably because I'm so petite and skinny.
That could be it, I guess.
Mm, that's what you're referring to, yeah.
I'll pin you. Oh my gosh, that's what I'll do. Nice, now you're this big. It's good.
Put a little meat on my bones.
Yeah. If you want a burger, then get a burger.
Yup. Are we recording? Oh my God, hi.
Hi.
Hi, computer husband.
What?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. Hey, Brooke, welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast.
Welcome back. It's always good seeing you. Tell us a little bit about where you are.
I am in...
You're obviously here in the in our space, but in a different way also.
Physically, in two ways. And physically, I'm there and here. Here in the studio, I am, and I'm also here in New York City.
Wow. New York looks good on you.
Oh my gosh, girl. You can say that again.
Girl, what's the temperature there?
Girl, it's 74.
Girl, it's going to be 104 today, girl.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Girl. Damn.
Well, what are you doing in NYC?
What?
What are you doing in NYC?
That's an important question to ask.
Yeah.
Mainly, I'm working late.
Really? Because you're a singer.
Well, due to being a singer.
Yeah.
But it's really just out of ease of travel because of me being scared of flying in planes. I've decided since I was in Michigan last week and I'm going to Minnesota to start tour on Friday.
Wow. Have you ever been to Minnesota?
I've been to Minnesota.
What's it like there? That's one state that it's like I can't even imagine what we're working with.
There's a lot of there's a highway. Let's look at the map.
Okay.
I'm the map
of the U.S. or of Minnesota?
Of Minnesota, because I know that it touches to other states.
Definitely. I can see that happening.
It might even touch a body of water.
Yeah.
So if you, Minnesota, if you're able to find it. Yeah, it touches Lake Superior, and yep. It seems that even touches Canada. So
it would seem that way. Yeah,
I'll be in Minneapolis, which is very close to Wisconsin.
Oh, so that's that's a big city.
What we're working with in Minneapolis is curds.
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 Curds, like cheese curds.
Yeah, like C is in cheese curd.
Cheese curds.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never had cheese curd.
You've never had poutine?
What'd you call me?
Poutine.
Girl. What are you talking about? Over
it's
there.
Like that Canadian treat.
Talk about poutine over there in the studio. To my left. Directly to my left.
Shut up for 1 second so I can tell you what poutine is.
Talking about poutine over there.
It's like fries with gravy and cheese curds.
Hang on. Let me wrap my head around that for 1 second. Fries with gravy and cheese curds.
That sounds like you would like it.
I'm sure I would. What is a cheese curd?
You just said cheese curd.
Yeah, I say a lot of things. I don't know what they are.
It's a cheese curd.
What is a curd? I think is the question. Like, I know what cheese is.
You know, like curdled milk?
Curd.
It's starting to feel like a slur.
I know it is. No, I don't
know.
But
you know when milk curdles and it's like gross?
Yeah.
That's what it, honestly, essentially what a cheese curd is, I think. It's just like hard milk.
You just put the hard milk in the air fryer or what?
You put it on the fries and gravy and that's poutine. Oh my God. That's that Young Gravy song. It's Betty. Gravy got cheese. Now that's poutine.
Oh,
or something
no.
like that.
Izzy, can we confirm that curds are just like curdled, rotten milk?
Cheese curds are moist pieces of curdled milk eaten either alone or as a snack.
Yup, girl.
Whoa. Curd, I know you ain't talking about poutine in the studio. Maybe
Dead
we
ass.
Should make, maybe Brooke and Connor should make poutine.
I have been to Canada once and like that was like the whole thing. Everyone was just like, you have to try poutine. And then I did, and I didn't like it.
I kind of feel like poutine would stop your heart. And everyone always talks about how American food is like so greasy and stops your heart. But I feel like that would stop me dead in my tracks and I would lose feeling in my right arm.
The gravy made the fries like way too soggy. I obviously like the curds weren't for me right now.
No, I feel like you would like the curd.
No, you know I'm weird with cheese.
Oh my gosh, you don't like cheese. And you know what's so crazy is my two favorite like action items on a menu are let me get that sparkling water and let me get that cheese.
Oh my God. Those are the two things that you'll never see me order unless you know the drill. It's a mozzarella base.
Do you like that one that's hard to say that starts with an H?
Burrata? No, I don't like any cheese that start with an H.
Halloumi.
No, I only like mozzarella and burrata, which I think is just also mozzarella.
It is. Well, halloumi is really mozzarella adjacent. It's just like looks like an eraser that you get at the Scholastic book.
Yeah,
there.
I know what you're referring to. I don't want that.
They don't even try with halloumi. They're like, here it is. Open up.
Are there any cheeses you don't like?
Yeah.
Do you like blue cheese?
Like very sparingly. I feel like blue cheese. You know, when they're like, do you want to dip your wings in blue cheese? I'm like, I don't want it as a dip. I don't mind if it's snuck into a salad, like a wedge.
That's the only time I'll send food back is if I say like no blue cheese on a salad and it comes with blue cheese.
Yeah.
I'll say I can't.
Yeah. I was here like 2 days ago, 2 or 3 days ago, and I got like a chicken and it was just like
Do you mean here?
In New York.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Here is what I meant.
Yeah.
And I ordered this like chicken breast and it was really delicious. But then I bit in and there was like 8 or 9 bones and it was a breast, you know, it wasn't like a place where bones should be.
Right.
So then I was like, And I asked the waiter, I was like, there's a bunch of bones in here. I was like,
There were bones in your breast.
There's bones in my breast, which like, this is a good time for us to remind everybody like to feel around for lumps.
Okay. Yeah, that is important.
I was feeling around for lumps in my chicken breast, but everyone should feel around in their breast for breast lumps.
Thank you, Connor. Yeah.
Breast curds.
breast curds.
Perhaps,
Jesus,
perhaps there's
H.
been some curdling in your right breast or left. Many forget about the left.
That has my mouth watering like derogatory.
Breast curd?
Yeah.
Sorry, you stopped me in my tracks. Breast curd, have you mouth, you mouth
like, like I'm feeling sick.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant derogatory, like towards women.
No, no. Like it's making me completely uneasy.
Got you. Let's move on.
If you don't mind.
No,
but
totally
thank you
fine.
For the reminder to check your breasts.
I, you know, as People Magazine's.
I was wondering when you were going to slip it in. I'm shocked you waited so long. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, Brooke, as People Magazine's. People Magazine Online's one of four nominated sexiest man on TikTok nominees. Yeah, I do like to remind women to check their breasts for curds.
Did you know that was coming?
No.
That's not something that like was a publicist venture? That was People's team?
I have.
Wait, Izzy, I want to go through the whole thing if you don't mind, if we can do each one. Do you mind if we go through each one?
There's like 25 pages of
No, there's people. Not. I already did it.
It's 18.
I can do such a speed round.
Okay, let's do it.
And I'd like your participation too.
People's
sexiest blank, and there's four choices. And Connor and I are just gonna speed answer. I'm sure we'll feel the same way about everyone.
Yeah. And when we get to my page, I do wanna pause and like go through.
Of course we'll pause on your page.
Okay. So let's go 1, 2, 3 for let's read the options and go 1, 2, 3 and see if
we
land.
I love that idea.
Okay. So 2024.
Should I read the options too for the audio listeners?
Yeah. We should read them all. Then like go 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Do you want me to read it? Do you have your glasses?
Yeah. I have my glasses on too. Whatever you want.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Who is 2024 sexiest heartthrob? Gavin C. Nicholas Galitzine. Manny Jacinto? I'm not familiar with his work, but adore him. And Jacob Elordi. And I think you're going to be shocked by my answer.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Nicholas Galitzine.
No.
What'd you say, Jacob?
Of course. I think
like,
Nicholas.
Yes, something. Nicholas has moved me recently. So.
Right.
Yeah. Now, I was watching Red, White, and Royal Blue. That's.
I just. Oh, yeah.
That's on me.
I was, so it's just like top of mind, Nicholas.
Yeah.
I just realized like this is all men. So sexiest just in general, like this is just specific to men.
It is specific to men right now.
Sexiest male heartthrob. Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Okay. Oh, I don't know where you'll stand here either. Who's the sexiest musician? Harry Styles, Role Model, Zach Bryan, or Shaboozy? Ready?
Well, I think I need to withdraw my name from this hat.
Oh, do you want me to just do it?
Yeah.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, Harry Styles. Easy, next.
Yeah.
Okay, who's the sexiest summer action star? Ryan Gosling, Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman, Glenn Powell. I'm not feeling drawn to anyone, believe it or not.
I think Glenn P might sweep this round, just top of mind again.
I'm going to say Hugh J because I just like adore his resume.
Yeah, I like Hugh Jackman a lot.
I like Hugh Jackman a lot, and I think I just like really appreciate his work.
He's a timeless piece.
He's a timeless piece.
I do want to say about Glenn Powell, I'm feeling really drawn to Glenn Powell now because I was just back at UT Austin for that Uber event for students. And everyone was like, I got to interview with the Daily Texan, which is our school newspaper, which is really funny.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was hilarious. And they were like, so we noticed that this is like a student reporter. We noticed that you're following a lot of the same footsteps as Matthew McConaughey and Glenn Powell. And I was
exactly.
Like, oh my God, yikes. So feeling drawn.
What do you mean,
Glenn,
yikes?
Like I had no idea. Like God works in such mysterious ways.
Like positive connotation?
Positive connotation.
Yeah,
and now
that's very exciting
I'm feeling drawn to Glenn the same way I was starting to be drawn to Matthew M.
Yeah.
After reading his novella.
No, you're one of UT's most notable alum, probably. Just like me and Martin Luther King are some of BU's most notable alumni. So very exciting. Okay, sexiest new dad, Maluma, Robbie P, Cole Tucker, Justin Bieber. On three. 1, 2, 3. Robert P.
Yep.
Easy. Oh, okay. Okay.
Who is the sexiest long married star, 25 plus years old? We got Denzel Washington.
That's so specific.
I know. Denzel Washington, Kevin Bacon, Ted Danson, and Tim McGraw. Ready? One,
yes.
2, 3. Ted
Danson. Ted Danson. I knew it. I knew we were going to align there.
Easy.
Sexiest TV host. I mean, it's like not even a question, man. Mark Consuelos, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, Mario Lopez. Do we even need to count 2, 3?
Nope.
Seth M.
Meyers. But I do want to say really quickly, Mark Consuelos, like, there is, like, and I'm so sorry because this is going to come back and bite me in the tuchus, but Mark Consuelos scares me to my core. His face shakes me. It makes me feel uneasy. I'm clutching my pearls. I am nervous around Mark Consuelos.
There's a sinister energy.
There is a sinister energy. The more I learn about Kelly Ripa, like same thing, but like him kind of just slithering his way into being like live with Kelly and Mark. I don't like that. That TV show now feels like a little bit like Hunger Games-y.
Oh, okay.
Anyways.
I totally see what you're saying.
That was probably like a bad analogy, but.
No, okay. It's sinister. Okay. Sexiest podcast host. I'm surprised you aren't on this one.
I was wondering that.
Couldn't help but wonder that. Which one would you rather be on, sexiest podcast host or sexiest TikToker?
Like, definitely podcast host.
All good,
well,
though.
You don't get to choose your category.
It's the people's choice.
It's the people's choice.
Okay, TJ Holmes, I'm not familiar with his work. Josh Peck, Penn Badgley, Kelsey Brothers.
I don't know what you're going to say.
Yes, you do.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. Are you trying to say what I think or what you think?
I'm going to let you have this one. I don't really like, I love Josh Peck, by the way, I'm putting that out there, but I don't really have skin in the game. Here,
and my answer is Penn Badgley.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sexiest dog dad. You could have been on this one too.
Oh my God. I mean, I wouldn't have been able to be on with these folks, but that's really nice. Justin Theroux, by the way?
He was dating Jennifer Aniston for a while, and I get confused between him and Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, me too.
Who's the Prime Minister of Canada.
I'm familiar with his work.
Justin Theroux, he was in a lot of stuff. He was in American Psycho, I think, or I could have made that up as well. I know he was in this movie I love, Wanderlust, which is Paul Rudd and Jennifer Aniston. He was in American Psycho.
Oh, nice.
Oh, he's Charlie in the new Beetlejuice. Yeah, he's in a lot, but he's just like one of those faces that looks like every other face, too.
Yeah, I don't recognize him. Okay. But.
But Max Greenfield is my answer.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. This one was tough. Sexiest handyman. Because there's no answer that's popping off.
There's, okay, we can skip.
Okay, perfect.
Supportive partner
in sports, I feel comfortable skipping too.
Yeah. See, this confused me. I just want to be frank.
Who makes Brat look sexiest? Troye Sivan, Joe Jonas, Kyle MacLachlan, or Barry Keoghan? I see how that confused you. Talk us through it.
I like don't understand like what Brat looks sexiest. Like I was like, okay, Brat is like Troye Sivan. He's like pretty involved with that. And then you give me Joe Jonas with, and I don't really get how those two like align at all.
The Barry, Kyle MacLachlan of it all is not raising any flags.
Yeah, it was like,
is it MacLachlan or MacLachlan?
I think it's MacLachlan.
MacLachlan, sorry.
Let's skip.
I'd like to cast my vote.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I don't know if it's, I'm answering the question of who makes Brat look sexiest, and I love Troy, but Joe Jonas, I've been completely taken by him recently. But I don't know if in a Brat way. Anyway, let's move on.
Wow, interesting.
I feel good. It's good skipping sexiest tattoos. The answer is Jeremy Allen White, though. Who's the Gen sexiest with the X capitalized? So it's like Gen X.
Who's the sexiest Gen X?
Ethan Hawke, Shamar Moore, Matt Dillon, Benjamin Bratt.
They should put Benjamin Bratt on sexiest Bratt.
I was thinking that too, Connor.
I don't know any of these besides Ethan Hawke. So I think.
Okay, Shamar Moore is in Criminal Minds. I obviously have to support him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which sexy Fiero makes you want to fly?
Jonathan Bailey, Aaron Tveit, Taye Diggs, Joey McIntyre. The answer is Jonathan Bailey. Thank you.
Who's the sexiest guy on TikTok?
Okay.
Now. Well, let's dive in.
Let's.
So first of all, I want to say the four men on page 15 of the polls are Brew, our buddy Brew. He's a friend of ours.
Greatest guy in the world, by the way.
Genuinely one of the nicest people I've ever met. Mm-hmm. I do want to flag also that I set him up with his girlfriend, Anna Sitar. That was all me, 100%. They will vouch for that. I did it in person, and I brought them wrist and wrist into each other's arms, and they will tell you the same story. Okay, so we got Brew. We've got Mark Estes, who is one of the Montana boys who is dating Christian Cavallari.
I'm not familiar with him.
Well, he definitely deserves to be on this list.
Okay.
With his shirt off. Like, that is someone who makes sense. We've got Noah Beck, who also, same boat, deserves to be on this list. And then you've got me here. And this photo was taken on my back patio. I was sweating a lot. I was wearing a sweater. My forehead, you could sell as like real estate. Like if someone decided to buy a billboard for any reason and wanted to advertise, you could buy my forehead here. It's the biggest it's ever been. Confused about this image choice. But
I obviously think you look great in every picture.
Thanks. That's really generous.
This one is just like a unique image to pay. It doesn't match the others per se.
Yeah. I'm feeling like Dr. McLaughlin on the page, on the Brat page. Like, why am I in that? It's kind of like which one of these does not belong? Puzzle.
It's just like, I don't understand why every single picture of the two of us has to involve us looking like we're melting.
I look like I've been leathered, you know? I look like when you and your family go and visit like Pioneer Town and they let you take an old-timey photo.
Totally. There's a waxiness to it.
There is a waxiness. I don't necessarily feel like I look like that. But it's okay.
This could be a cousin, a lesbian cousin.
This is me as a fibulesbian. Fibules. I don't feel aligned with this image, but that's okay. It's an honor nonetheless. Thank you, people. And thank you, people.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Do we have an eye on, like, the results?
I don't know. I have no idea. Here's the thing about me when I'm in any sort of voting competition, like, as not on brand for me, this is to like promote to go, please go vote for me. It's the sexy. I wish it was like the dog, sexiest dog dad. I would take a picture of Max and me with our shirts off right now. But like just me on here, I'm just like, I need to win, you know, like I need to win, but like I don't want to advertise it.
I honestly, like you will probably.
I don't know because like for someone like Mark or Noah, I feel like this would like really help with their career, like this having this title under their belt. I just want it for the lore, you know?
I think the nomination and the photo is lore enough.
It's an honor. It's truly an honor. So yeah.
Thank you, people.
Thank you, people. It just like anytime I'm in a voting situation, it like gives me war flashbacks to when I lost. The only election I ever lost was junior, senior year of high school when I was like really putting myself out there to be class president and like spending a lot of time and effort. And then I like didn't get in, like walked to like the flyer on the bulletin board at like 3:30 PM and it wasn't my name. Oh,
I'm sorry, Connor. I'm sorry this is bringing stuff up for you.
No, it's fine. It's just like that kind of thing you don't shake. Like I'll be in my 50s, 60s, even probably thinking about this.
God willing, aging is a privilege.
It's a beautiful thing too.
Mm-hmm. Should we all keep right. going? Or oh my God, that was the end. Cast your vote. Enter your email address below to cast your vote and to be the first.
Go ahead and enter your email address on that real
Let's
quick.
Let's see if they give us the results.
Oh yeah. Oh, and go ahead and sign up for their newsletter.
Yeah, it can't hurt.
Oh, November 12th. Oh my God, this will be. Wait, does this come out before then?
Yeah, this comes out tomorrow.
You guys go ahead and get over to people.com.
Oh, well, it will be revealed on November 12th. Let's put it in the calendar.
So we will reveal that unless I don't win.
In which case we will stay silent. It's a Tuesday. That's great.
That is great.
Okay. That was fun.
Well, Brooke, I haven't seen you in like ages. So.
It's been a month, I think.
No. I think it's been 2 weeks.
No. Let's call it three and
on Monday. Yeah.
Oh my God, did you see that video of how much we say let's move on? Specifically.
We say it a lot.
I've already said it like six times this episode and I've been making a conscious effort not to say it. So I do want to apologize. You just squirted your water everywhere.
I just fully squirted when you said let's move on.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do say it a lot. I think it's fine.
Okay. I do have to ask you, I don't know if you want to share about flying with Max.
No, I'll share. I do want to, even before we get into it, like a lot of people were on me about registering Max as a service animal. You are so right. Should not have done that. And I will not do it again, in fact, because that was not a fun experience at all. He pooped on my shoe mid-flight, and everyone was awarded 5,000 SkyMile points on Delta, except but they announced it while I was on the ground scrubbing my foot and the ground on in first class. Will not do that again. In fact, I sent Max home in a rental car with my dad from Michigan to Texas. So Max will not be above the ground ever.
Do you think he was nervous?
No, I don't. I don't think he was nervous. I think he, because if you follow me on Snapchat, not to plug my Snapchat in every single opportunity I can, he had woken me up that morning with the squirts. Mm-hmm. And I was like, geez, Louise, I hope that this is not, I hope this was like a one. He woke me up at like 2 a.m. and then we, or the flight was at like 4:50. We boarded. But he was good for like over half the flight. And then out of nowhere, he was like shaking and freaking out. I was like, oh my gosh, he's nervous. But I think that he was like, I'm about to shart, like, move, bitch. I'm like, it's, I'm going to let loose. And I was like, sit down, sit down, sit down. And he was like, just trying to find somewhere to, you know, let loose. And he did. It was on my brand new Brooks running shoes. So, lesson
what was your reaction?
Saw it. Well, I was like, I don't know what that was. Like, he's just having like, you know, like a little bit of a, like a, like walls closing in type thing. Maybe he's like claustrophobic right now because he's in between the seats and he's pretty like ADHD like me. He moves around a lot, even at home in my house. Like he'll lay over there for 20 minutes and he'll move over here and lay over there for 20 minutes. But I was like holding him. I held him after, well, I push the call button. She comes and it's like, it's okay, accidents happen. And then he pooped again on my other shoe. And the people next to me were so nice. I'm like, they were like, no, we travel our dogs all the time. It's okay. Like this stuff happens. No big deal. I was just freaked out. He was kind of shaking. So I held him in my arms while and it's hot. It's hot in hell. And he was just shaking and I held him in one spot for the next like hour and a half, like bending my back over, holding him in one spot. And he was still like shaking and stuff, but they came over and like I cleaned and everything, but it was a bad experience. I will never do it again. So
wow. Bless it. And yeah. Do you really ever get that out of the plane carpet, or is that kind of like a gift that will live there for quite a while?
It was mostly on my shoe. So my shoes are fine and I'm hoping the carpet on the plane has the same fate.
Wow. That is like really tough.
It's really tough.
And I'm glad you made it through and that, you know, you kind of learned like where Max's limits are.
Right. I do want to say like he did get trained for the service dog portion. Like he fully knows all of the things. Like I literally had to take him in for that. But when you got to go, you got to go. Like I think that was unrelated to him.
Right.
As like a good trained dog.
Right.
Like, I don't think that they teach your dogs in boarding school how to clench tighter, you know?
Yeah, he was sickly. Poor guy.
He's not feeling great. But yeah, thank you for asking. That was really traumatizing for like the next like 3 days. I'm sure for him, but like for the first time ever, I felt that thing that parents say, like, I wish it were me instead of him. Like, I wish I would have shit my pants.
Yeah.
You know, I can explain, like, I am so sorry. Like, I knew I shouldn't have eaten Panda Express at like 6:45 a.m. Like, right. I should shit my pants. My bad, you know?
Totally.
But for him, I was like explaining to other people, I'm like, he never does this, you know? And they're like, okay, get away from me, you know? Like,
right.
I had to throw out a lot of my suitcase because I was using like t-shirts and stuff too. Clean up.
Wow.
So that was truly something else. I had something else to say on that note, actually.
Did you hear about my pet?
Brooke, okay. Yes, I heard about your pet. Tell me about her, and then I want to tell you something completely else.
Okay, it is. It's gird your loins because it's a sad story.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, a young woman came into my life by the name of Beth Ann. She was a fly. And at first she was annoying me because she was like flying around my house in a way that I didn't like.
Right.
And then she was doing that for a few days. And then I had the conscious thought of like, oh, where's that fly? And then I saw her resting on my new chairs. And she was literally just resting. And I could get so close to her and she wouldn't even move. Like I could really almost touch her. And then when I did touch her, she just moved a little bit to the curtain and then continued to rest for hours. And I just loved the way that she would just rest in different locations, like her mom.
Yeah.
So I decided to adopt her as a pet. I named her Beth Ann.
Mm-hmm.
I would greet her in the morning. She was always either resting on the chair or on the curtain. I would say goodbye to her when I left the house. She would be the first person I greeted when I came home. And then one day I came home and I was saying, Beth Ann, Beth Ann, Beth Ann. I couldn't find her anywhere.
Yeah.
And I was expecting her. I had left a bagel with egg salad on the table. I was expecting her. When I had left her, she was on the egg salad, just like
your mom's gone. Like, let's dive in. Yeah.
Yeah. I had expected her to be on the egg salad. She wasn't. So I'm like, okay, she'll turn up. Like, she'll probably, like, find her way back to the curtain or the chair. So I go to do the dishes. And then I finish the last dish. And I look at the sponge and Beth Ann is on the sponge. Not moving.
Mm-mm.
I say, Beth Ann, Beth Ann. She's not responsive. Then I touch her. And, you know, she doesn't really like to be touched. But she let me touch her a lot. And it was because she was dead. So.
Oh, it's heavy.
Very heavy.
Yeah.
It was no one's fault. It was no one's fault. And
it was her time, Brooke. Like in human years, she was like 104, probably.
She lived a great life.
And I mean, in fly years, she was probably, well, no. In fly years, she was probably 104, but she was probably a measly 22 hours or so old in our time.
Yeah. So I still have the body. I did an open casket service. She was laid to rest on a post-it note that I had written some words for her on the post-it note. She's still resting on the post-it note. I'm not ready to part with the body yet, but I think we'll do a burial for Beth Ann when that time comes.
It's important to heal. Healing doesn't, it looks different for everybody and it's not linear.
Exactly. And I feel like people need to respect that grieving process because a lot of people have been DMing me like, you need a cat. Like, this isn't normal. Her body's still warm.
Mm-mm.
Give me a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's all that. And I'd like to think that has something to do with you and you kind of opened everyone's eyes to how valuable the life of an insect can be.
I'm glad you said that, Brooke, and thank you, because I have a new longer poem about those smaller beings that seem to be just about everywhere.
Please do share.
Okay, let me pull her up. You just give me 1 second here.
Totally.
10 legs, 8 broken. To the spider, the shadowed creature in the corner of the room, I hate you. You scared me just as your brothers and sisters did before you, and I will tell you what I told them. You're a trespasser that does not belong here. You entered without knocking, roamed freely like this is your home, and decorated my walls with unwanted silk webs without asking. You may not be the only killer here, but only one of us is innocent, and it's not you. The spider says to me, its brittle body squashed and dying. It's not you either. There's venom infused in my veins. But I was born this way. What's your excuse? If you could count your murders, how long would you be counting? Am I really this threatening? I thought human hearts were bigger than mine. But you've killed me with malice instead of marrow of your bones and poison bubbling behind your scowl. And I'm sorry for scaring you. But I didn't know being seen would cost me my life. Maybe. If you didn't fabricate the prickly feeling of my legs creeping upon your skin while I crawled across the living room floor, if the webs I weaved were made of cotton candy and captured clementines, cherries, and sweet peas rather than struggling wings and blood. If I had a pink tongue, plush fur, a wagging tail, and fur legs, and four legs instead of eight. If I had only two eyes and they were glittering stars and not supermassive black holes. If I was the same but looked different, maybe you wouldn't hate me. Maybe you wouldn't have loved me either, and maybe you still wouldn't have let me stay. But maybe you would have shown me the door or a window. Maybe you would have shown me mercy. But you're still standing, and I'm still sorry. I think, maybe, no matter how reluctant, mercy would have been enough.
Oh my God. I didn't know existing would cost me my life.
But there's so much more. Like, I
there's so much in there. Who is the author of that?
It's,
And what happened to them?
A spider.
Yes, of course.
They died.
Charlotte Acabatica.
They died at the hand of someone who was...
Of a killer.
Not only...
Let's not sugarcoat it. Of a killer.
Of a killer, but like not only no better than the spider who has not acted on crimes that we're placing on its back without, you know, anything to back them up. But it's truly innocent.
A killer with venom in their heart that they were not born with.
Disgusting.
Oh my God, that really is like disgusting. Thank you for sharing.
I had to. That's
you
from,
had to.
I had that screenshotted from like 2.5 weeks ago. And I was like, I need not forget this. Now, the second thing that I was going to say, and this is kind of switching gears and bringing some light, is... I have been, you know, I leave my windows and doors open at my house, so I'm very familiar with all of this.
Creatures, you know? And stuff.
Yeah, a lot of roommates.
Yeah.
And I have flies, and I always think it's funny because I kind of like having them in because Max tries to find them in the house and chases them. And I'm like, that is so goofy that...
Oh my God, Max would have loved Beth Ann.
Oh my gosh. Now he chases him and he like tries to get him in his... mouth. And I think it's funny. I was like, oh, you'd like, you know, I'm thinking like, oh, you bozo. Like, this is so, you're so dumb that you're playing with a fly. I got a Snapchat memory from like 3 years ago, 4 years ago, me at my parents' house saying, I've been at my parents' for 2 days. I'm so bored. I'm playing flat tag with a fly. And I have a legitimate, I'll have to send you this video. I'm trying to find him. Poke him and he flies away and then he lands. And I poke him and he flies away and he lands. I was having so much fun. So like,
yeah, he's,
not only am I no better than a fly, not only am I no better than a spider, we are the same.
That's the moral of the story.
We're the same.
It's kind of like in third grade, every morning we would light incense and stand in a circle holding hands and say, we are all related. It's that.
See, I love this, but... You know, they're not doing taxes or passing any laws. So I guess like we're a little different.
Well, we're all a little different, but we're all related.
Right. I mean, we're all cut from the same cloth, I think is a good way to say it. Yeah.
Yeah.
How beautiful. Which brings me to my next kind of side quest. I'm just a bill. I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting up on Capitol Hill. Yeah.
Conjunction Junction.
What's your function?
Where did that come from?
I don't know. It's good, though.
It's awesome. I would like to play it on my car ride home. Thanks for bringing that to our attention.
Of course. It came to me like
kids
almost.
Kids these days do not have Schoolhouse Rock.
Do what?
I said kids these days do not have school. Well, I mean, I guess they could play it. But like, I don't think teachers are doing that.
Mm-mm. You know, the fact that we just brought up conjunction junction, what's your function? Like, I don't totally know what the function of a conjunction is, but
wait, let's go back to the source. Conjunction junction. What's your function? Randomly, that's when the song starts to fade out for me at the function part. I think
you
it's breaking up words and clauses. You know what I mean?
We can't play it, can we? Hmm.
It's breaking up.
We'll have to look it up.
Conjunction, junction. How's that function? Oh, what's your function? Hooking up words and phrases and clauses. Yeah. If that ain't the truth.
Hooking up words. Okay,
I'm a little
yeah.
bit fuzzy on the rest of the song.
Introduction.
What are the other songs? So I've had my adjectives.
Oh, I'm not familiar.
Okay. There's adjectives. Can we look up a list of Schoolhouse Rock songs? Ooh, the adjective one was really pretty.
That sounded really pretty.
The Tale of Mr. Morton. Oh my God. I don't remember how that one goes, but I know it was so good. Whoa. Okay, kind of forgetting every other one. Did you ever know the song Tingaleo? Tingaleo,
no.
Run little donkey, run. You know that one? No, my donkey my donkey ha. Oh, I loved that one.
You'll have to send it to me. That sounds like something
I would
like. It was
by my favorite band, Parachute Express. They were awesome.
In past tense, Parachute Express was your favorite
band? I actually don't know if it's by them. I think maybe they just did a cover. Yeah.
You're saying you'll have to let me know.
I'll let you know.
I'm looking at our notes and I'm really confused about some of the stuff you added.
Yeah, ask me anything.
I think this says AI and then that's it.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'd like to talk about something.
Okay.
My Snapchat generates really disturbing images of me and Connor a lot of the time.
Yeah.
I don't know why it just picks me and Connor to do as opposed to me and anyone else. I think you're my best friend on Snapchat and you have been
probably.
For years.
We Snapchat.
That's probably.
Well, all day we Snapchat.
I know. That's our main form of communication.
We get like, I don't know if you've talked to anyone else our age, by the way, like people are, you use Snapchat? I'm like,
I was just having this conversation with someone. Was I having this conversation with you, Izzy?
You mean Kat.
And with Kat last week. I love Snapchat because it's like everything that is like too casual to say over text, but I need to say it. You know?
I also have some people that like I don't really speak to over text at all. I have no reason to really text them, but they're my best friend, like some of my best friends on Snapchat, and we just that's how we communicate.
Totally.
All right. I just wanted to get that clear the air.
So obviously AI like makes these really disturbing images of me and Connor. Here's the one that I'm about to speak about. Okay. I was high off of Emergency and doing a Q&A on my Instagram. And I just like used that like freak ass photo as like one of the answers because the question had something to do with BNC. And Connor, every response was like, why does Connor look like that? Like, is Connor AI? Or like, is this your prom picture? Like, everyone was like, oh, clearly, like, this is AIF Connor, but they thought it was really me.
Wait, why didn't I see that?
You did. You said, I can't repost this. It's too disturbing.
Oh, yes.
But everyone thought that that was, like, obviously not you. Like, they either thought it was, like, someone else from a prom picture of me or you AI. But they thought it was actually me, which is so disturbing. That woman is completely deformed. No disrespect to her whatsoever. And I'm so upset. And you got off the hook.
Well, I think the thing on when you post pictures like on your story, I think a lot of people look at other people because they're just assuming that, you know, it's you and your story. But like, who's this other person? That's what I look for.
I guess that does look less like you. Like when you kind of zoom into it, like this can't be Connor.
Can you send it to me so I can look at it over here?
Yeah. And I guess like, unfortunately, like. I could see a world. Yeah, I wish I could airdrop it to you.
No.
I'll take the extra step.
Appreciate it.
Anytime, man. But yeah, that was upsetting that people thought that, and I'm going to have to get some surgery or something.
Brooke, give me a freaking break. We're also in space. No one thought that was a real photo.
Connor, I swear all of my DMs were like, why does Connor look like that? Like nothing about me.
Yours looks semi-normal. Like this, like I wouldn't even.
I would just see that's upsetting to hear that you think that.
No, my face wraps around like how a globe is. Like my eyes are rolling over to like where my ears are. Like
I
you
guess
just
my skin looks nice.
You look whoever that is, whoever that woman is in that AI generated photo just looks stoned.
Couldn't be me. I'm over a week off of weed, by the way.
Well, that's nice. I had an experience this weekend where we were all sitting around a bonfire on the beach, and we were like, we had experienced some marijuana together, like just mm-hmm. our part of the
some usage,
our part of the half circle around the bonfire. And I was going, give me a kiss, give me a kiss to like our friends. And they thought it was really funny for some reason. And then when we looked up, the half circle had formed a full circle, but like facing away from us, sitting on the blanket, just us four laughing so hard at me saying, give me a kiss. And we hadn't even noticed that the circle had closed off and not included us.
Well, that's a fun memory between four friends.
It was super fun. Also, someone had like gone and jumped in the water.
Sure.
And like 20 minutes before, a shark had washed up on the beach alive. And we, like a group of us, had gone and dragged it back in and released it. But he decided to jump in naked. And I've swam naked in the ocean before. And I just can't stop thinking, like, when you go fishing and you have a worm on the end of a hook, and it's just kind of flopping around, and like fish think that's like, you know, they're like, there's a worm. That's what I always think about when you're swimming. That like a penis would look like a worm.
Oh, I wasn't following, but now I am. Yeah, I can see that.
I didn't explain that linearly, but like, and imagine that shark that had been dragged into the ocean.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm surprised there haven't been more like bites to the crotch like that.
I know.
I guess they just go for the whole body if it's
there. They want to go for the big meaty claws.
Yeah. Go big or go home. Yeah. That's what they always say in show business.
Someone else had talked about AI, by the way, like going back to AI and saying, like, what if all these creatures that we make, like, have you seen those videos where it goes from like one AI image to another? It's like a dog, and then it's a pizza, and then it's like, and it's just like a deformed thing with like nine arms. They're like, what if every time we create something like that and then scrap it, like all of those creatures just live somewhere? Like, we've created them, and then in another dimension, they all...
Oh, that's a great movie idea.
...walk the earth, and they're gross and scary. Like in Toy Story, when all of those random creatures...
Yeah, like the discarded toy. Yeah, that's cool. You should write that book.
I don't want to. It scares me. I'm saying in a bad way. Those poor creatures that, like, don't have a face, but they have, like, 10 arms.
Yeah.
Do you know what a cuck chair is?
Yeah, I wrote it down. Is that what you're seeing?
You wrote that down?
I wrote cuck chair.
Oh my gosh, I thought I did.
No, I wrote cuck chair. Why did you have a cuck chair?
You have a cuck chair.
Yeah, and I didn't know I had a cuck chair.
Tell me about your cuck chair.
I was giving a tour of my apartment, and everyone was like, why does everyone have a cuck chair? And I was like, what's a cuck chair? And it's my chair. It's a chair that faces the bed so that you can watch, a cuck can watch their wife having an affair.
Or
having
queen.
Sex with another man, to be more specific.
Yeah.
So I have a cuck chair.
I made this TikTok. That's special that you have a cuck chair, because that's just
It's funny how things turn out, you know?
So subconsciously you added a cuck?
Chair.
Well, no, like, I mean, subconsciously down the line, that means like someone's got to fill that seat.
Well, no, here's the thing. Like, can you have a cuck chair without a cuck?
Yeah, that's just like planning ahead.
I mean, I don't see that happening for myself.
Yourself up to be a cuck queen.
I don't want to be a cuck queen.
Well, it's not always being able to choose the hands we're dealt, you know? Like, you have to play your hand. Like, maybe
my fate was set in stone when I bought the cuck chair.
Maybe your cuck is somewhere out there. Maybe your cuck is right under your nose.
Maybe the cuck is the friends we made along the way. But if I just simply moved my cuck chair, it would just be a chair.
Yeah. A cuck is all about orientation.
Yeah.
Cuck chair, sorry.
Yeah. I guess you're right. Well, I have a cuck chair.
Well, okay. So I made this TikTok about this hotel I went to. I stayed in Austin, which, by the way, AC did not work even for one time. And they kept sending the maintenance guy, it's fixed, leave. As soon as you'd walk out the door, it would break. And they were able to waive my $20 amenity fee for one day.
Oh, that's sweet of them. They shouldn't have.
It was also one of those hotels where, like, I got in and I was like a nice, like, nice hotel and you get in the lobby and you're like, this is going to be a nice hotel. But you get in the room and it's like everything's kind of hollow. Like it's almost like a movie set hotel room. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's like a bar cart, but then there's nothing in it. You know, I was like, oh, this is just like a room with a bed, you know? But right. The one thing that I thought was special design wise was instead of a cuck chair, they had like a table and two chairs facing each other, almost like two cucks on a date.
Oh my God, a cuck dining set.
That's kind of beautiful the way that they set this up, because it's like a cuck could bring a friend and then they could have like tea and maybe like get to know each other while whatever's happening in the bed is going on, you know, and that maybe they learn something about each other while experiencing the cuck of it all.
So there's really not one piece of furniture that you can't put cuck in front of if you orient it facing the bed.
Why are we putting the cuck in a box? Also, I think that's a good question to raise. Why are we putting the cuck in a corner? You can't put cuck in a corner.
You can't put cuck in a corner. Anything can be like, you can watch your wife have sex with another man anywhere. It doesn't have to be a bed. I'm sitting in a cuck chair. The Kelly Clarkson Wayfair collection is a cuck collection. When you put your mind to it. When you put your mind to it. You know? Who's to say that I can't watch my husband or my wife have sex with another man right in front of me on this table? Who's to say? Hello?
I just got something really wet that shouldn't be wet. There you go.
Someone's Delaney calling Bro, you.
Delaney Bro has FaceTimed me twice while I'm trying to clean this water off of all of these devices. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Like, let me get my head on straight.
Totally.
A cuck chair might not even be a chair at all, is kind of what we're saying.
Exactly.
It could be a cuck bar stool. Well, that's still a chair. Hang on. See how trapped I am? Is that like the...
It's the rectangle square type of thing. A chair can't be a... Not every chair is a bar stool, but every bar stool is a chair.
No, I think I'm being overcome by the patriarchy over here, like thinking like, so within the realm of a chair for cucks.
What?
I don't know. I'm just saying shit. Well, I love where our
heads. We're using that word so casually. Like, is it a bad word?
No. It's like saying.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It's like saying, what can I compare that to? Cuck. Like a dominatrix, like same realm. Like it's
really?
Just like something someone identifies
like a sexual identity.
Yeah.
LGBTQIAC.
LGBTQ. Yeah.
Okay. You want to hear my least favorite thing that people say now?
Yeah.
Hey, so this is insane.
So this is insane. I knew that you were going to
say
that.
Hey, so this is crazy.
Hey, Bessie. So like...
No, I would rather be called Bessie for the rest of my life. And you guys know how much I hate that. I would rather be called Bessie for the rest of my life than get one more. Hey, so this is crazy.
I think that like as many times as we move on, like it just changes. It just shifts. What they say. But
right. Totally. It's just the evolution of Hey Bestie.
What was
but
the one?
Somehow so much worse.
What was the one before Best? Hey Bestie? Hey Bestie.
I feel like there was one.
There was one because we always talked about it. Come on. Hey Bestie. Crap. I don't know.
I don't either.
Anyways, I just made a TikTok about Anna Delvey being on Dancing with the Stars this season.
Is that real?
You see the cast? Yeah. It's completely real.
Yes, and Stephen N is on it.
Brooks Nader is on it. Joey from The Bachelor is on it.
Yeah, that's insane.
Anna Delvey's on it. It's like I'm gonna watch Dancing with the Stars.
What sucks for me is that like I can't tell the difference between a good dancer and a bad dancer.
Well, it's not.
It's all moving to me.
I think it's like how well can you retain? And I really think our boy with the ribbon legs is gonna kill.
Oh my God, I've had this huge glob of toothpaste on my shorts this whole time. Can you see that?
Yeah, I noticed it earlier. I didn't want to say anything.
Why didn't you say something?
I'm just kidding. I can't see it at all. Oh. I'm behind this screen.
Oh, it's really bad, Connor. Sorry, continue.
No, that's all I was going to say. I just like, I'm excited. Like, yeah. They really did a good job of bringing in people that like, I want to see dance.
Yes, I totally if I ever watched Dancing with the Stars, it would be this season. But you know how I just like can't tell the difference between like a beat up truck and like a Ford Bronco?
Yeah.
That's the same kind of thing with dancing. Like I can't tell what makes a good dancer.
I think when you see it, you know, with some people, I think that like some people you'd be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you had that in you.
Right.
And there's an older gentleman that was in like Days of Our Lives or something, or like Sunny, I don't know, something like that. And
Sunny was
I'm,
a chance.
Like all of these, there's like a lot of youngins, you know, with like fully able body, but like he's a little bit older. So I think that he, like, I'd like to see what he, if he can chuck some ass, you know?
Old people can move.
I know.
Don't you hear something like kind of weird that happened to me last week?
Yeah.
This requires like a little bit of context with my new therapist / emotional intelligence coach. Why are you smiling?
I'm just smiling at your emotional intelligence coach. Like that's...
You like him?
Hey, so that's crazy.
Hey, Bestie, so that's insane. Anyway, something that we're working on together is me trying to figure out like the difference between feeling sick and feeling anxious.
Yeah.
And like how they're different. So like sometimes when I get anxious, I'll be like, I'm really sick, but like I'm just anxious. So like I have to kind of like check my body and be like, no, I'm just anxious. Like I'm not like gonna die, like whatever. Okay. So I woke up last Thursday and this was the day I recorded the Hamilton Obsessed episode. And I was feeling like, I was like, oh, I'm sick. And then I was like, no, I need to rewire. And I was like, I'm just anxious. Like I'm just anxious to be recording this Hamilton episode because I get really anxious about like recording episodes of Obsessed about things that like mean a lot to a lot of people. Like I was like sick over the ACOTAR episode. And then I felt better when it ended. So I was like, no, I wasn't sick over the ACOTAR episode. I was just anxious over the ACOTAR episode, right?
Okay.
So I had to kind of reframe that like, no, I'm not sick about Hamilton. Like I'm just anxious about Hamilton. So I was like driving here. I'm like, I'm just anxious, sweating, like shaking, like feeling completely sick. I get here. I had to stop mid-episode because I was like shaky and anxious. And I was like, okay, you're just anxious. You're just anxious. Like, I have no idea how that episode turned out. Like, go watch it or don't. Like, there was definitely something going on in my body. And I was like, no, I'm just anxious. I'm just anxious. Then I go to get my tattoo removed. And they, like, have to take your temperature before it. 102.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. You were like,
Max, I was sick.
On the Delta Airlines flight.
I was completely sick. And now that's kind of really set me back. Therapy wise, because it's like I can't trust that,
right?
Because what if I have 102 degree temperature,
yeah,
and I'm just saying I'm anxious.
That's upsetting.
So that was very upsetting. That episode is definitely going to be something. Comes out tomorrow. I don't know how it is, Izzy. Can't be good. That was completely, I was sick. So that's just a little fun story, if you will.
I think that is a fun story, and you learn a lot about your body. The thing about our bodies is that it's a constant cycle of
exactly.
learning new things.
Exactly.
And that can be, talk about reframing, that can be fun. It's like finding a little like a little locked passageway in a video game. It's like, oh, hi, I was sick, you know?
Yeah. Well, now I have 3 thermometers. One for my car, one for my purse, and one for my home. And I'll be checking my temperature constantly just for information.
I've been, it's so weird that you said, I've been also like on planes, you know, like I'm nervous, I'm anxious, and I'm like, I'm freaking out. Like, am I having a heart attack? And then when I realize it's anxiety, and then I'm like, when I realize it's anxiety, I actually feel better because I'm like, oh, I thought I was having a heart attack.
Right. That's the point of the like reframing your thinking. It just now sucks that like now I'm going to question myself every time even more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's kind of like a, unfortunately, a cycle. So good luck.
Yeah.
You know.
Connor, do you want to encourage the people to vote?
You know, I just want to say, as seeing as the youth are the future of this country, like mobilizing them, and we have such a great platform to mobilize young voters and get them to show up, you know, and showing up is so important. Voting is so important. So I would encourage everyone to vote.
Did you freeze?
No.
Oh, okay. Four. Vote. Okay, just vote.
The vote for.
I think that's so important.
Vote.
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 In anything.
Or, you know.
There's a lot of elections happening.
Right. There's a lot of elections, a lot of things you could vote for one individual or another. What would you, Brooke, if you were being called to vote for anything right now, what would you?
Well, I do think that the like the general election is important. But besides that.
Well, that's not happening yet. But like, yeah. So if you needed to vote right now, if you had
if
like
I needed to vote right now, it would be for
to vote.
People's sexiest TikToker alive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I hadn't even. Yeah, I hadn't gotten. Yeah, I had not there.
Yeah,
but,
it would be that.
Yeah, that would be.
And I would vote for Fibulous.
Yeah.
Vote Fibulous.
Maybe
2024.
Yeah. Okay, let's wrap up. I'll see you in the bonus. I have had
yep.
this 3 ounce
I've
in
watched
my hydro,
it all happen.
And I had this 16 ounce. So I'm gonna
go piss, girl.
Weave. So we'll see you guys in the bonus.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
This week on Close Friends.
Can you make your face this small? I think I can make my face the smallest out of many people.
I got tangled in my comforter the other day as I was getting out of bed. I went down so hard. My Twitter FYP is only gay porn.
Aging is a privilege. Aging is a privilege.
Aging is a privilege.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.